The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Jesus is greater than all the treasures of this world. He is the most valuable and costly and beautiful thing. What we have here tonight, the preaching of the cross, the word of God, baptism, the Lord's Supper, which you will receive soon, it is far more precious than all the silver and gold in this world. This is worth more, and it is more valuable than our own lives, even. Or at least it should be. But how many times have we set God's word aside for the things of this world? And how many times have we turned on the TV or scrolled on our phones for hours while the Bible sits there collecting dust? And how many times have we put family and leisure and sports and theme parks and the beach and even work above church, where God comes to us, where Christ comes to us in his body and his blood to forgive us our sins? How many times have we put other things above this? I know a good number of you have given a good percentage of your hard-earned money that you've earned by the sweat of your brow to build the church and to support the preaching of the word, that it would remain here. And this is good. It is a good thing. But how much have you given, and how much have you kept for yourself? Most people don't even give 10% of their income in offering, and those who do struggle to do that. They have to strive to do that, be under great discipline just to even do that. And again, that is only 10%, and you're left with 90%. And when you struggle against sin and temptation, how much energy have you actually spent on fighting against your temptations, on resisting them? How seriously have you fought your own flesh and disciplined it and mortified the flesh? In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, is what Hebrews chapter 12 says. And even if you have you done it consistently? Have you done it every single temptation that comes up? Every single time there's a sin that is enticing you, have you resisted to that point or not? How many times have you scorned God's word just to engage in some fleeting carnal pleasure? The question is Jesus as valuable to you as you say he is? Is it that you love your sin more than you love God and his word? What do those behaviors tell you? That you love what your heart says and feels more than what God has said? And even if you did sell all you had, what is it worth? How much is it worth? How much does it cost? What could you afford if you gave everything away? Could you then afford heaven? Could you then afford the kingdom of God to see the face of your Savior? Could you afford that if you gave everything away, every drop of blood away? And even if you could, would you do it joyfully? Would you do it with a smile on your face? Gladly giving all away? Well, this is depressing. It's a very sad thing that I could never attain heaven nor afford it. And my and your sinful heart won't even let us cherish God's word that much. If we tried with all our might, we couldn't even love God's word that much. And honestly, if this is what Jesus meant by his words, we would despair. But we won't. Because this parable, Jesus' words, are not about what we ought to do for Jesus, but it is about what Jesus has done for us. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field." In this parable, Jesus is that man. The world is that field, and you are that treasure. And that means that when the Lord looked down from heaven upon the field of this world, he saw you and he found you. And even though we're like worms before him, filled with sin and guilt, the Lord laid his eyes upon you and he considered you treasure, his treasure. He considered you to be the most beautiful and valuable and costly thing that he has ever seen in all creation. And so he loved you and he sold everything that he had for you. He emptied himself for you. He left his glorious throne in heaven and came to be placed into a manger. He had no place to lay his head. He left the angels of heaven who sing his praises day and night, and he came to this guilty earth to be mocked by sinful men, to be despised, to be spit upon, and to have them shout out and cry out for his death. He, though being rich and having the wealth of heaven, became poor for our sake. He was crucified with criminals, pierced for our sins. He was laid into another man's tomb. And he, though in perfect and holy and eternal communion with the Father, came and endured the wrath of God, the wrath of the Father, for our sake. And all these things that Jesus did, he says that he didn't do it begrudgingly or angrily or out of compulsion, but he says in joy he gave and sold all he had. And he joyfully endured the pain and the anguish because of what he would gain by it. You, his treasure. As we gather here tonight, while we meditate upon the cold and lifeless corpse and body of Christ in the tomb that one day, we see that this is the story of a man who gave all he had for us men and for our salvation. This is the story of God who stopped at nothing and endured all things for you. There is nothing he didn't go through. There's nothing he didn't endure for you. And he purchased and won you, not with gold or with silver, but with his holy and precious blood. And after purchasing and winning the field of this world, he's taken you, his treasure, and he has hidden you with himself. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God, as Colossians chapter 3 says. Here in his church, Christ has hidden you in himself. He's hidden you from the devil and the world in baptism, and he's hidden you in his body and his blood. He's hidden you here in himself so that no ruler or tyrant or demon or even the devil himself would not find you and then take you away. You have died and you've been buried with Christ, and your life is hidden with him. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. And this holy and precious gospel, how God has treasured us above all things, is our greatest treasure. These words are the most valuable thing we own, the most valuable thing we have, that will not be corrupted or fade, but will endure forever. This beautiful gospel is worth more to us than all the world and everything in it. How much the Lord has cherished us and loved us and favored us. So treasure these words in your heart and learn to think on how God thinks of you. No matter what is going on in your life no matter what tomorrow holds, no matter what happens, no matter how guilty you feel, you will never have to wonder what God thinks of you. Not now, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Because here you have it very clearly from the words of Jesus, that he thinks that you are his treasure. He considers you that, worth every ounce of life that he had in him. And he pours it out for you. All praise and glory be to Christ, the crucified one, the risen one, the Savior of the world, who blessed us with this eternal joy forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen.